Hello, valued listeners. Definitely check out next week's episode where we have the chairman of the Libertarian Party, Nicholas Sarwak, on to talk to us about Gary Johnson and the Libertarian Party. It's a very, very cool conversation. And now, Pastor with No Answers proudly presents
the Halloween episode.
In July 1893, a farmer named Charles Boger and his wife were living in Whitehaven, Pennsylvania, when Mrs. Boger suddenly died of an unknown cause. Doctors confirmed her death, and she was promptly buried. That should have been the end of the story, but sometime after her death, a friend told Charles that his wife had suffered from hysteria before Charles had met her, and it was possible that she hadn't actually been dead. The very thought of Mrs. Boger having been buried alive haunted Charles until he became hysterical. Unable to live with the thought of his wife dying in her casket, he employed friends to help him exhume her body for confirmation. What he found was shocking. Mrs. Boger's body was turned over, her shroud and robes were shredded to pieces, and the glass of her coffin lid was broken all over her body. Her skin was bloodied and scratched, while her fingers were missing entirely. It was presumed that she chewed them off while attempting to escape. Nobody knows what happened to Charles Boger after the discovery. And my friends, that's a true story. And this is the Pastor with No Answers. Now, Jared, as a Christian podcast, we have to redeem that story.
What? How the hell do you do that?
We have to put some sort of a bow on it, right? Isn't that the Christian rules of entertainment?
I guess they both went to heaven eventually. They were both saved.
Dude, have you ever been fearful of that?
Fearful of what?
Being buried alive.
That's my greatest fear.
I mean, it's impossible nowadays, though, with embalming, right?
Well, I'm just thinking like some deranged maniac captures me. And then he sticks me like in a confined box where I can't move. That is my very worst fear.
Yeah.
Over anything else. And I know it's super irrational. It probably won't happen. But just the fact of being like enclosed and I can't really move, that just I hate that feeling, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's the scene in Kill Bill, I think it was Kill Bill 2, where Uma Thurman's character, she gets put in that casket, buried alive. I had to literally like close my eyes during that scene because I just like my heart started racing. And I felt nauseous.
Oh my God.
And I knew she would survive, but it's just like that, just that whole feeling of being trapped in a box is, yeah, it's terrible.
That is crazy. Like here's this I was thinking about because I actually Googled, supposedly there's the site that I was on. These are 10 true stories. Obviously I didn't do really my research to figure out whether or not they were legitimately true, but kind of seemed like it. But you know me, man, I believe in all sorts of stuff, conspiracies, ghosts, all sorts of. So here's my question. If you're in that situation, I know this would seem impossible, but Jared, you're one that has thought about this. Wouldn't the best possible solution is just to make yourself stay still and just die? Like, it may take 3 days of dehydration, but if you touch those, if you touch the interior of the box, it is going to just blow your mind and destroy you.
Right. So that's where my weakness in my mind, I mean, there's nothing I could do but go into hysterics, which is dumb. Like, I mean, you're right. The best thing to do would just be perfectly still, try to calm your mind and pray for a short death. But short death, that's not going to come, man. You're going to be there for...
Jesus.
Right. I mean, yeah. I mean, so I would go insane. I probably would, like, lose fingers. I would probably punch my fist into oblivion. I probably would wind up killing myself to try to escape. And that would be good. Yeah, I think so. Loss of blood, banging my head against the thing until I have, like, a, you know, massive head injury. I mean, it's not pleasant. But I think for me, that's the best way to go, because it would be quicker than just saying Jesus, Jesus for 8 days till I become die of, you know, high dehydration.
Yeah,
but,
you with the head injury or bleeding to death, at least you're being proactive, you know, like physically proactive.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, could you pinch your artery and make it?
You could probably claw like your artery from your neck, like just work at that.
Yeah,
that's actually not a bad idea. Okay. If you could somehow get like a splinter from the, if it's a wooden coffin or whatever, rip it off and just stick yourself in the aorta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done.
So who would Game you over. Wish that on?
No one. No one, man. My voice just cracked just thinking about it. Yeah, it's messed up, man.
Oh, goodness.
So now, right. my new fear is we have some psycho listening to this podcast who is going to hunt me down and stick me in a box.
Dude, you just gave him that, man.
I know.
You're really screwed.
Oh, man. Ooh,
gosh. All right. So, Jared, here's what we're going to do. And we're going to have to keep our listeners in suspense. But I have the top 20 grossing scary movies of all time. I also have the...
Which means nothing, by the way.
Why?
Like, I mean, I think that you can make an argument that a lot of those movies were just money grabs, and they probably suck. I'm not saying all of them,
right?
But I mean, just because they gross a lot of money at the box office doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be legitimately scary
totally,
films.
Totally,
yeah, right.
So, and I also have the amount of money that it took to record the Blair Witch Project. If you know, don't say anything.
Yeah,
and the number of Saw movies. Well, basically what we're going to do is we're going to take these three questions and outside of some general discussion and just kind of shooting the breeze with our guests, we are going to quiz them and see who comes out on top. So if you're interested in who's going to be joining us, we've got Devin Shelton, Toby Morrell, Dan Koch, Logan Kale, and Matt McDonald. So just kind of a group of homeboys that's been on this podcast before, and it's going to be pretty fun. But Jared, before we do that, what is your favorite scary movie?
I have like a kind of a trifecta. So there's three that I can't say one's better than the other.
Yeah.
So in that category, in that you know, those my top three all-time favorite movies that are horror films. Number one would be the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original 1974 version. Then I would say Night of the Living Dead, the original.
Yeah.
And The Blair Witch Project.
Nice.
And then followed very closely by Rosemary's Baby.
I've never seen it.
You got to see it, man.
Never seen it. Is that scarier than The Exorcist? Because I've never seen that.
No,
either.
The Exorcist. I mean, I like The Exorcist. That's probably my top 10. And that's very, very scary. Rosemary's Baby is just very creepy.
Yeah.
It's just a very creepy, unsettling movie. It's not that it's scary or gory. It's just kind of creepy.
What about The Shining?
I like The Shining. That's in my top 10 as well. Yeah,
dude, sure. I mean, call me very shallow and frou-frou or whatever you want, but I think Scream's my favorite, man. That's just so entertaining.
It's a good movie for sure. I'll give you that. It's just, I don't think of it as a true horror film, though. But I like it, though.
That's interesting. Why wouldn't you?
Okay, so maybe it is a true horror film, but to me, when I watch a horror film, I want to be scared, and I was not scared once in that movie. So that's why I like the movie a lot, but to me it didn't give me the scare factor or the chill factor that I want when I really want to watch a scary film.
Gotcha.
So, but I liked it though, for sure.
Yeah, and to be fair, when I Googled this list, it's scary movies, not horror movies. So that could provide a little bit of little throwing people off, because you know what makes the number two all-time grossing scary movie is
Scream 2?
Is Jaws.
Yeah.
So we have Dan Koch on the podcast, and I'm going to have to think of a scary voice for each and every one of our contestants.
Good Lord.
Oh, no.
Contestants?
Dan, you are on basically a game show, my friend. We're going to shoot the breeze, but then you are going to go into a competition with the rest of these guys, but you're going to be playing it solo. But we'll compare the totals, and we'll see who comes out on top. But first of all, do you like scary movies? Do you even like them?
I don't really like scary movies. I really like super dark movies, and I really like quite violent movies, but I'm not super into like horror being scared for the sake of being scared.
So give me an example of a super dark movie.
Well, There Will Be Blood is pretty dark.
Yeah, I agree. Right.
Well, it looks like it's clipping on my end, but if it's not clipping on your end, that just seems weird, but maybe it's not. And that's fine. We'll just roll with it. Okay. All right.
Well, I think we can, as believers, fellow believers, we can just go ahead and confirm that there is some spiritual warfare against this episode. There's no other
explanation.
Yeah, there's no other explanation.
No other explanation.
It cannot be technological glitches. There's darkness. Nope. And Jared, maybe you and I have welcomed this darkness, but I'm not going to back down.
The darkness doesn't want us to talk about darkness.
Yeah.
It's counterproductive. It's counterintuitive. Anyway, sorry. So
with all that being said, if you don't like scary movies, can you recall a time the most scared you've ever been while watching a movie?
The most scared I've ever been while watching a movie.
Yeah.
Oh man. No, I can't. I don't think I can think of like the scariest moment. I just kind of think of like all those like peekaboo shots, you know, like jump cuts.
Yeah.
As like
those
equal.
Are cheap.
They're just like, that's the most scared I get, and they're all pretty equal.
Jared, what about you? What's the scaredest you've ever been?
I mean, when I was 12 watching the original Night of the Living Dead, that scared me.
What's wrong with that?
What?
What's wrong with dad for letting you watch that? 12?
I don't know. I may have been 11, but that scared the hell out of me. I was like traumatized for weeks. And so our listeners may even have seen that movie and like, what are you scared of? But as an 11-year-old, that was probably my first exposure to kind of a horror film, and that really, the zombies eating the flesh and stuff, I mean, that really got to me.
Oh, totally. Dude, what's crazy is it took us getting older to really appreciate the verbal comedy and just the brilliant dialogue. I mean,
I agree.
It's somewhat subtle, but man, I wish Carl Weathers would have played the part of the star. So, Dan...
I do kind of have an answer, though. I think the most scared I've been watching some piece of film or video was Trump's convention speech.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
Hey, man, he told us there are just criminal immigrants everywhere you turn. Be afraid.
All right. So, Dan, the first game is somewhat of a warm-up. It's called What's Scarier?
Okay.
And I don't want you to think a whole lot. I want you to, you know, basically it's like a personality test. Exactly. Whatever comes to your mind. All right. So first one, zombies or possessed people?
Possessed people.
Scary kids or scary clowns?
Scary clowns.
Woods or haunted house?
Woods.
Scary doll killer or spooky demonic voices saying they are going to kill you?
Doll killer.
Supernatural or slasher?
Supernatural, way scarier.
Headless horseman or killing midget?
I'm not familiar with killing midget, so I'll go with headless horseman.
All right, man. Well, good job. So, Dan, we're going to have a unique conversation with each of our guys before they jump into the real game show aspect.
Okay.
I want to know, do you believe in aliens?
I don't believe like the truther movement, like the Tom DeLonge kind of thing.
Yeah.
Recently, I believe that it's very likely that there exists sentient beings somewhere else in the universe, or has existed, or will exist.
Yeah.
Based on like God's sort of unending creativity.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there's like all this evidence that people are ignoring or something like that.
Yeah. Jared, what, well, both of y'all, like, what, why do you think that when we think of an alien race, we always tend to think that they want to destroy humans? Like, why can't there be more alien movies where they're just like, oh, what's because, up? I didn't know you guys.
Because we're looking at aliens from our own context, and what do humans do? We destroy each other. And so we're saying that if aliens have the capacity to traverse light years of space, they have the technology to destroy us. We would destroy us, so why wouldn't they destroy us?
That's interesting. Yeah, that might be part of it. I think another thing, too, is like it's good to have a villain in a story. And so,
yeah, that's true. That's
you know, aliens are as good of a villain as like the Children of the Corn or whatever.
So I don't.
Although E.T. was a damn good movie.
Yeah,
yeah. E.T. is the exception there.
Right. Exactly.
So Close Encounters of the Third Kind, were they evil aliens? I don't remember.
No, I don't think they were.
Interesting. No. Interesting. No. So I would say honestly the most intrigued I've ever been in a movie theater experience, and now looking back on it, I'm embarrassed to say this, but Independence Day. I mean.
That was the most scared you've ever been.
No, not scared. No, most enthralled. Like it.
Oh, just, most enthralled. Okay.
How they did? I say scary. That's crazy. If I said that, I didn't mean that.
I might have not been listening.
But just how they portrayed, like, just the shock of humanity looking up into the sky and seeing it, and just people being like, "Okay, the question has been answered." I mean, I was sitting there in my chair, and I just was. It was breathtaking. I mean, it really was an unbelievable movie experience to where now I watch it and I'm entertained, especially reflecting on the first time I ever saw it. But, you know,
yeah,
it's obviously a very Hollywoodized movie.
Well, the effects were awesome for that day, too. Like, yeah. 1996.
I remember loving that film. Yeah, I remember being.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. So, Dan, when you do think of the possibility of aliens, do you think there's a chance that there's like an interconnectedness with the gospel, like that they're under the same moral code, moral obligations, same.
Did someone tell you to ask me this, or are you just asking me this? Because it's like my favorite question.
Nobody told me to.
Okay.
I think Dan, I don't know if you realize this or not, but I am very full of the Holy Spirit. God directs me what to ask.
He directs your steps directly. I actually think this is like a fascinating question. I think that for me, if your gospel does not allow for other beings that God could create and love, or if your gospel does not allow for him to communicate with them in his own way,
yeah,
I think you're maybe in trouble in the modern world. It's kind of like my intuition. I can't really totally prove that, but I think that like a lot of Reformed theology, specifically on like the necessary nature of Christ's atoning death and like scapegoating sacrifice, it feels really weird if you start thinking about the possibility of other life forms. You just think like, well, did Jesus die for them? Do they have their own Jesus? Is he called Jesus?
Yeah.
Do they have their own like Trinitarian member come down to their planet? Are they underwater? You know what I mean? Like there's, you could have... It just gets really weird. I think that given how creative God is, it would be kind of weird if we were the only creatures he could communicate with.
Yeah.
And so it really does affect my thinking of, it's not like a shutdown argument, but it does affect the way I think of sort of the gospel narrative or salvation narrative. Like, I think that it's probably more like, this is how God has dealt with humans on earth. This is how he has shown us that he loves us.
Yeah.
But it's not like the only way God could do that. It seems weird to me to say it is.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility, but I'll flip that on its head. And I would say if God is as big as God is, it seems like it would make somewhat sense to create this tiny, tiny world where the highest form of living beings outside of God live, but then everything else is just monstrous. In other words, if God is as big as we believe that he is, the universe is not big to him. So why wouldn't he create something just so massively enormous that our minds can't even comprehend and just make humanity on earth? I mean, I'm not sold to either one. Yeah. Let's jump right in. The game show portion. Okay. What I'm going to do, Dan, now the key word here is scary. So I want you to get horror movies out of your mind. Obviously, that would fall in line with scary movies. But hey, you know, scary movies, that entails a lot more than just horror flicks. So I'm going to give you five guesses of the top 20 grossing scary movies of all time. If you hit the top 10, if you hit the top 10, you get 3 points. If you hit the top 20 outside of the top 10, you get 1 point. Okay. So that's going to build up your points, and then the next two questions we're actually going to deduct points by how far off you are because of the numerical answers.
Okay. Okay. Great.
This is the trust system, Dan.
This is getting really well thought out here. I appreciate it.
I'm trusting that you're not on Google right now.
I'm not. I'm not on Google. Okay. Scary movies, which are not just horror, but they're like thrillers.
Yeah.
Can I ask a clarifying question like that?
Yeah. Yeah. And real quick, Jared made a really good point. This doesn't mean it's the top best 20 scary movies.
It of course not. They made the highest grossing.
Right. Right.
Okay. I just don't know. Can you tell me any more about the genre classification? Like what?
Scary, dude. Do you know what scary means? Okay.
I know what scary means, but like, is Avatar scary? Well, the world is going to blow up if the tree dies, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Scary movies. Top five out of the top 20. Okay. Here we go. Independence Day. I can take my time and we can edit, right?
Sure.
Okay. Let me think. I really am competitive. I want to win this. Okay. Hold on.
You get 0 points for Independence Day.
Damn it. Okay. I have four more.
I love competitive people because I just don't get it.
I super want to win this. I really want to win this. Okay. Hold on.
Dude, if you win, I will give you access to all of our podcast episodes for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is very kind of you.
Dan, do I hear a click, click, click going on?
It's click, just click. Like, it's so click, loud that it's picking up all of my room stuff. I keep turning it down.
I think Jared is...
Oh, no, I'm not on there. Come on now. Okay. All right, I'm going to just throw some out there. Oh, shit, that one didn't do well in the box office.
We're waiting, Dan.
Damn it. I'm running out of time. Okay, Titanic. That is totally scary. If Titanic, everybody dies on a sinking ship.
Oh,
dude,
my
super
gosh,
scary.
Dan, you just don't get
it. That doesn't count?
Man. No, man.
Okay. Three more.
All right. Dude, this is bad. I'm getting slaughtered here. Ghostbusters.
Good lord. You've got too much.
How could that not? Okay.
Dan, either you're dumb or you're a comic genius because this is just.
Great. I don't know. Scary is so subjective, man. Okay. Poltergeist and Carrie. There.
Goodness gracious. You know, I'm going to say those last two were very good guesses, but they didn't make the top 20 grossing films. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you an opportunity.
Okay.
If you can get within one increment of these last two questions, then you'll get five points for each.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
How much money did it cost to make the Blair Witch Project? So one increment is $1,000. So if you can get within $1,000, I'll give you 5 points.
$6,000.
All right. It was actually, I'm not going to tell you, but you didn't get within $1,000. Last question. How many Saw movies are there?
Five.
Oh, I won't tell you how close you are, but Dan, you have been such a great.
But I got 0 points.
You've been a great guest. Okay.
Okay.
Not contestant, not so much, but great guest, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, you lost, buddy.
I lost big time. Okay. Well,
it was fun, man.
Okay. Happy Halloween.
Yep. Yeah, you guys have a good time.
All right.
See ya.
We have Max. Is Donald? Is that a wish? Yeah. That's the Blair Witch.
Matt McDonald, what's up, man? Welcome to the scary episode.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
So, hey, you know, we've got a lot of things going on for you. It's exciting times for you. This is going to be probably the most fun you've ever experienced.
Wow. I'm excited for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be.
Thank you. You should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what I want to do is I want to just kind of dip our toes in the water a little bit and just kind of get a little context from you first. And Okay. Do you like scary movies? Do you like sitting there just thinking, oh, this is going to be scary, but I'm ready?
Not really. I don't really. I mean, I've watched a fair amount of scary films. I think maybe getting married, my wife doesn't like them, so I just kind of stopped watching them. And I think just in general, I think the main characters in scary movies don't do what I would do to fix the situation. And that makes me angry.
Oh.
So I get angry when I watch them. I think the characters are stupid.
I can see that. Jared, would you call yourself the type of person that gets so wrapped up, like they have to close their ears, and like your friend Brian Hawk from college, like he wouldn't he close his ears with scary parts?
He would totally look away and close his eyes.
Like, what's the point of even watching a movie?
I agree.
I guess, totally agree. I mean, so Matt, outside of even scary movies, so let's say you're watching a movie where it's super intense and suspenseful.
Right.
Like, are you able to kind of disengage and just watch it as entertainment? Because my wife cannot. Like, it's like all of a sudden there's like this connection she has with the movie, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? Like,
visceral psychological fear that is welling up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have that with suspense. I'm always like waiting for the jump
because
I know it's coming. And so I sometimes like grab Christy's knee or something and freak her out.
Yeah.
Cause I know she's feeling it. She's more into it, but I get more annoyed or like uncomfortable in movies where the characters are, there's something awkward. If it's awkward, then I get more uncomfortable. But fear, like suspense, doesn't bother me.
Yeah, Jared, what about you? Do you feel like you've got that whole connected to the movie thing? I feel like I am emotionally. Like the movie Room, when the little kid is rescued, that drew me in and moved me to tears. So I get connecting to a movie emotionally, but actually being afraid of what's happening in the movie, I just don't get it.
Well, see, for me, I force myself to do that in a horror film. Like, for me to really experience and enjoy a horror film, I want to be scared.
Yeah.
So I want to force myself to make those connections, sort of like submerge myself into that storyline. So I do it willfully to get the maximum enjoyment of the film.
And what is the enjoyment of being? Is it the cathartic feeling of just being terrified?
Yes.
And then
I love it,
but it's not real. So it like exercises your deep subconscious fears in a way that makes you feel good. Like if you step back, look at the whole genre, what kind of crazy world do we live in where we are so safe and so secure that we entertain ourselves with fear?
Like, that's a good point.
A huge portion of the world lives in constant fear of like violence or bad people or famine or terrible things. And we, the great West, can sit around and pay $20 to go to a theater to watch this because we enjoy
but
it.
It's part of our culture, though. I mean, ghost stories have been around for centuries. And I also kind of liken it to going on a roller coaster. You like that thrill. It gets your heart pumping.
Yeah, it's like
it's
risk.
A safe way to be, right, it's a safe way to take a risk.
Yeah, thrill seekers would be. Right. But I am a thrill seeker, and I'm not really into horror. I don't know. Like,
Okay.
Super interesting. All right, so what is the most scared you've ever been in a movie, Matt?
Might have been a tie. We watched Stigmata, which, yeah. I mean, you know, all growing up, very fundamentalist, evangelical, paranormal, spiritual stuff was ingrained in my upbringing, you know? So like I believed in angels and demons and hell and Satan and creeping around every corner. So that kind of has an impact on me more so than say the bad guy who's going to murder me. Like I'm a type A guy. I'll fight him. I'll beat him up. That's fine. But if it's like some evil demon that's going to possess me, then I can't really control that. So I would say like Stigmata was one of them. We watched that like when my band just got together, I was maybe 19 or 20 and
that
the guys were saying
a lot about classic crime.
The guys, yeah, exactly. It was the founding, the foundation of our band is built on that movie. No, but they were telling me a story that they were watching it in their friend's basement, and like right in like the really terrifying part, like the lights turned off and the only light switch was like, they could all visually see it and no one was over there. And so they were like terrified. So anyways, they framed it with that. Then we watched it and then we were scared.
Gotcha.
So I think probably Event Horizon would be a tie with that. I thought that was
nice. So you're just like Dan, who we just had on, you don't like scary movies. So this question isn't as fun, but do you have a favorite scary movie?
Yeah, actually I do. It's not necessarily a scary movie, but I would say, any one of the Evil Dead trilogy, but I would say probably Evil Dead 2, or if you want to call it scary, even though it's not, Army of Darkness.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
Funny, scary, man.
What's the most hyped you've ever been in your head, but the most disappointed at a scary movie? Because you watched them before you got married.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, maybe one of the Saw films.
Yeah.
Because those were always pretty big and hyped, and then it's just like a guy cutting off his leg.
Nice.
And a lot of like tense music.
All right, so we're about to go into the game portion of this, but before we do that, we're discussing a unique subject with each and every one of our guests. This one, I'm going to read something for you. It says, there are tales about ominous events surrounding the year-long shoot. This is a write-up on the actual movie, I forgot it again. What's it called?
The Exorcist.
Exorcist, duh. All right, so it says that there were a lot of mysterious deaths through the year-long shoot. So it's including the deaths of 9 people associated with the production and stories about there's a mysterious fire that destroyed the set one weekend.
Huh.
Actors Jack McGowran, who played Burke Dennings, and Vasilki Maleras, who played Father Kairos's mother, died before the film was released.
Sure.
So as a fellow brother in Christ, your deacon at your church, your very respected man, and do you naturally lean towards, well, shit, that's gotta be something. That's just,
no, I would say that's a confirmation bias. I'm sure there's other films that were about nothing spiritual that way more people died on set, you know? So I don't know. I think that's just something that, like, some accidents happen and whatever, but I think the content of the film has no bearing on
it. Well, you know where me and Jared's minds go.
Oh, yeah. You like that tingly sensation on the back of your neck, man. There's layers to the film. Did you hear about when they made the film?
There you go. All right, so to get you warmed up before this game, we're gonna do what's scarier. What's scarier, and I don't want you to think about it, zombies or possessed people?
Oh, possessed people. Zombies, you take a bat, you just bat them in the head, and like Shaun of the Dead.
I don't need an explanation. Scary kids or scary clowns?
Scary kids? I would say clowns. They're adults.
The woods or a haunted house?
Like the woods at night?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe the woods at night.
Okay, a scary doll that kills people or spooky demonic voices saying they're going to kill you?
The voices, you can't see them.
Supernatural movies that are scary or slasher films?
Oh, supernatural is way more scary.
All right, and last but not least, a headless horseman or a killing midget?
I believe the correct term is little people.
Not on this podcast, damn it.
Okay, I would say headless horseman.
Okay, yeah. All right. So, Matt, I'm going to ask you to tell me your top 5 picks of the top 20 grossing scary movies of all time. Now, the key word here is scary. I didn't say horror film, so you have to expand your mind a little bit. But I have the list of the top 20. If you can name any in the top 10, you get 3 points. If you can name any in from 11 to 20, you get 1 point. And those points are going to be very important because the next 2 questions, all you can do is lose points unless you nail it exactly. All right, so You've got 1 minute to tell me the five guesses for the top 20 grossing scary movies of all time.
Okay. Jaws.
All right. That is 3 points, my friend.
Okay. All time. What's the one with Hitchcock? I don't know. It's probably not the greatest grossing. The one with the knife in the shower scene.
Psycho.
Is that one?
That is not.
Okay. What about Friday the 13th?
That is not.
Jason?
Two more guesses, though. You're doing a lot better than Dan.
Okay. Think.
I mean, some low-hanging fruit, the Titanic. I mean, that's what Dan said.
What? It's terrifying. Yeah. I'll never let you go. Shoot. Yeah, when she threw the ring, that was actually pretty terrifying. Yeah. When she threw the diamond. I'm just trying to think. A blockbuster, it's gotta be like a Spielberg, like a Jaws, but I can't think. Is Saw one of them?
So do you wanna go with one of the Saw movies?
Yeah.
Go ahead and guess one out of the seven. I'm just kidding. I'll give you a point because that definitely makes the top 20. And that
Then I just forgot this last one. Seven.
Seven does not, but that's a good guess. What? All right, so you are at 4 points.
Silence of the Lambs.
Nope, can't guess anymore. Dang. You're at 4 points now. The movie Blair Witch Project. How many thousands of dollars did it take to make it?
$13,000.
Ooh, you're off by enough to rob you of all your points. So here's the only way that you can rebound.
Brutal game. This is a terrifying game.
If you can nail this exactly, you'll be on the plus side. How many Saw movies are there?
Seven.
Oh my gosh. That will earn you 5 points, my friend, and you are in the lead.
You just gave the answer, though.
What's that?
You gave the answer like 2 minutes ago. I don't care about the series.
That's awesome. I don't even remember doing that. Well, hey.
That's great.
It works. It's fair. All right, so Matt, before we leave you here, I want to ask you a question. If you were in a graveyard and you heard screaming from a coffin, and then you look at the stone and it's dated 2 years ago, but the person is begging, please help me, please help me, please help me. And you're thinking to yourself, 2 years ago, there's no way that person's alive. What do you do?
I dig them up, man.
2 years ago?
Well, you don't know. You don't know that they're put in the ground there. It could have been a setup.
Yeah. All right. A conspiracy.
Yeah. If I dig them up, I have a shovel. I mean, what are they going to do? If they're a zombie, I just hit them on the head with a shovel. They're dead. They're done.
It's true.
It's over.
Unless they were a ghost.
Then they can just come through the ground themselves. Right.
They're immaterial.
Don't you know the physics of the paranormal?
No, I don't.
I thought you were a fan of the genre.
Matt, it was a pleasure, my friend. And like I said, you rocked that game compared to our last guest. So good job. Yeah,
compared to losers, I am a winner.
So. Oh, nice.
Oh! Thanks, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks.
Okay. Right now we have Toby Morrell joining us, and we're excited to have you onto this scary episode. Isn't that right, Jared? Like I said.
So, Toby. So, Toby, you're about to play a game. But before we do that, I just want to shoot the breeze a little bit. I just want to shoot the breeze. I want all of us to just be a little comfortable because there's a lot of tension.
Yeah,
I'm very comfortable. Our first contestant was probably the most miserable contestant either. He's a nice guy, very intelligent. but just did the most horrible job at our game. And so I got to get you a little loose.
Okay.
Got to get you loose. So I want to ask you, what is the most scared you've ever been while watching a movie?
The most scared I've ever been, and I'm assuming it sounds cliche and everybody else is going to say it too, but it for sure was the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
For sure. Only because they did such a good job of marketing, I literally thought it was real. Like, I thought it was found footage. Like, I did not, I was like.
I did too. I think while I was watching, I did too.
So, when I saw it, what was crazy is when I watched it, did we not watch that together?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, I thought we did. Do you remember when we left, like, at the end of the movie, they just roll the credits. You know, you see the guy standing in the corner, and it's just credits. And then I think they show a little bit more footage of them, like, cop searching or whatever. But the entire audience was silent. There wasn't applause.
Oh,
there wasn't anything. It was just everybody just left and was like, what the hell did we just see?
Yeah.
And so I thought that just by them setting it up was pretty unbelievable. Like, it is scary, like, thinking you cannot get out of the forest. Like, that is just petrifying to me, because every other scary movie hurts itself usually. Like, for example, the movie It, I don't know if y'all have ever seen that with the clown. I think they're doing a remake. I'm scared to watch it because I don't think it's going to be that good. But the movie It is amazing until you finally see the creature, and it's like a goofball spider. Like, the clown was just awful, and like barely seeing the evil guy is just amazing, and that's what Blair Witch did so well. You never even saw the evil guy. You saw some sticks and something, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's amazing. It's just brilliant.
Jared, you thought that was a scary one too, didn't you?
Yeah.
So
Toby, with just to make sure, Jared has a kidney stone.
So Toby, would that be your favorite scary movie too, since it made you so scared?
It is not my favorite scary movie. I would say, I was thinking about this because you sent me the questions beforehand.
Your favorite movie is Tremors, right?
Well, it used to be. It's in my top five.
Jared, you're out of character. Jared, you're out of character.
Tremors 1 is amazing. It gets worse when you go to Tremors 2, 3, and 4. But I'm just saying, Tremors 1 is amazing. The acting, everything, it's just such an awesome movie. I promise. Go rewatch it. It is wonderful. It used to be my top favorite movie. Now my favorite movie right now is No Country for Old Men. But I judge my movies weird. We won't go there. We'll stick with the scary movies. I would have to say scary movies. Now, this is what's weird about me. I used to love scary movies, and now I kind of stay away from them. As I've gotten older, I actually get more scared or uncomfortable or something about it. I don't know what it is. I think it's maybe having kids or something, and it sticks with me longer. I don't know. I used to could leave it. But I was completely blown away by Scream. Like, yeah. Scream was just so fun. It was scary. Everything about it was written so well, and it's still fun to watch
now.
That's
mine too, man.
Like, I loved the humor and also the scariness of it. It's just so good.
And I actually think I think it's a decent series. It definitely goes downhill after the first one, but it's actually pretty good. What's the most disappointing you've ever been getting hyped up for a scary movie and you're just like, this sucks?
Yeah, okay. I found this. I was trying to remember what this movie was, and I can't even believe I watched it. It is awful. It's called Cold Creek Manor. Now, here's what's crazy. Kristen Stewart's in it, Sharon Stone, Dennis Quaid, Stephen Dorff, Juliette Lewis. The list goes on and on. But, I mean, like, the movie was supposed to be this big thing, and it is the stupidest movie in the world. These, like, rich people are tired of living in New York, so they move out to the country, and Stephen Dorff is, like, a bad guy. But, like, there's literally one scene. Like, this is, like, supposedly the scariest thing that happens. He puts snakes in their house. So, like, they're running around holding snakes going, and it is just it is horrific. Like, it's almost fun to watch just how bad it is. Like you can't believe that it has, like, such well-known actors, and it's just a joke. It was the biggest disappointment of my entire life. I thought it was going to be really suspenseful, kind of intense, and it was just a joke.
You know what movie I remember being just absolutely horrible and was super hyped up in my mind, and it made a lot of money, was The Haunting. And if you don't remember that, look it up, because you will remember. I think we saw it together. And I remember at the beginning, it had so much promise. I mean, just so, like, I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to do it, because it was all supernatural ghosts and everything.
Yeah.
And so to pull that off is pretty difficult. And it just could not have gone further downhill. I mean, it's like Jack and Jill.
There is a movie. It's kind of like a newer kind of cult film that's going around. So I watched it. So all these, critics said it was so awesome, and people said it was awesome. It's called The Babadook. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of that or not. Well, here's the thing. What's really funny about it is it's basically trying to show you that it's like a single mom who's kind of losing her mind, and maybe she's the Babadook evil character or whatever, but it doesn't ever get anything to me. Like, it doesn't. Like, it's about a little kid, and that's scary with a little kid dealing with a monster. But yeah. And the monster always is Babadook, and that's like kind of sounds like Jared right now. And that was a big disappointment for me too. Honestly, I just didn't think it was that good.
Yeah. All right, Toby, you're a little warm up here, but This is a simple game. It's called What's Scarier, and I don't want you to think about it. It's really going to tell us a lot about you as a person, and so if you think about it, it just messes up the results. All right, so give me answers pretty timely, okay? First one, zombies or possessed people?
What is the question?
Scarier.
Oh, scarier. What is scarier, zombies or depressed people?
Possessed.
Oh. Okay, it does change my answer. I'll go with what's scary, huh? That's a
you,
good question.
You are in the history of the world the most indecisive person.
I love zombies though. Like, I love it.
Well,
so
then
much,
they're not scarier.
I know, you might be right, but like I would prefer to be around. Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm more scared of possessed people.
Scary kids or scary clowns?
Clowns. I hate clowns. They are freaky. Just like
I don't
I said,
need an explanation. Woods or haunted house?
Huh. Woods.
Woods scary, are creepy. Scary killing doll or spooky demonic voices saying they're going to kill you?
Gosh. I guess doll, because you see it.
Supernatural or slasher?
Slasher.
Headless horseman or killing midget?
Wait, a midget being killed? Is that what you're saying?
No one that kills.
A midget that actually kills.
Yes.
Headless horseman, probably.
All right, and the last one, ghost or
that
Joey's?
Sucks that even like midgets don't even get a break. Even in the supernatural, like people just don't care about midgets. It's awful, and they should be called. They're not even midgets. They're little people, right? They're dwarves and little people. That's Toby. Midgets, not the right word. They don't even get a break in the supernatural imagination.
Hey, what,
they're still like, nah, I don't care.
What Jared? Yeah, just, I mean, what Jared just? With a knife. What Jared just said. Just now is that Matt McDonald was the last guy we talked to. He's from the Pacific Northwest, and he called me out on saying the word midget. You didn't even bat an eye.
No, I did. I said we're supposed to call them little people or dwarves. I said that.
All right, last one, ghosts or Joey's night terrors back in college?
Night terrors. It's unbelievable. Your night terrors were just awful. And you know what's awful? Is my wife now has them, and it's just it literally happens to me probably three times a month. I'm laying in bed, and my wife goes, "What is that spider on the ceiling? There's a spider." And she points every time. It's always a spider, and it's always on the ceiling, and it's unbelievable.
Oh,
and she's been asleep for 2 hours. So.
All right, Toby, you ready to roll in this game?
Was that not the game?
Nope, that was a warm-up.
You're on fire tonight with games, my friend.
All right, so basically, I have a list right in front of me, the top 20 grossing scary movies of all time. Now, the key word here is scary, so you're going to have to get your mind out of horror. That's not necessarily the case. Top 20 grossing films. Jared made a good point earlier in the episode when he actually could articulate words. I don't know what happened to him, but... this isn't the best movies. This is the ones that made the most money. You get 3 points if you can name movies in the top 10, 1 point for any movie out of the top 10, but within the top 20, and you get 5 guesses, and you got 2 minutes.
All right. 2 minutes. How many guesses? What? How many am I trying to get? I'm trying five. To guess 20. Oh, just five. I'm going to go. My first guess would be Jaws.
Okay. You just got 3 points, my friend. Great job.
What's that? In the top 10?
Yes, but I'm not going to reveal exactly where yet.
Okay, great. Jaws. I'm going to go. Let's see. Top six, scary movies, huh? Has to be. Well, I would say Blair Witch, maybe because of the low budget. It had to gross a lot.
Toby's on fire. That's top 10.
Okay. How about, I'm going to go old school. What about like Nightmare on Elm Street? Do I have to say which one?
Nope, but you have two more guesses.
Scream.
Do you want, I'll give you an extra point if you can be more specific.
I'm going to go Scream 2.
All right, that will give you 2 points. So you, dude, you are, you're wow. at 8 points. You have one more guess.
Okay, one more guess. Last guess, top scary movie. I said Jaws already, and you said, it has to be something maybe a little bit older. Oh, Exorcist.
Good Lord. Toby, you are at 11 points. You're blowing the previous two guys really? Out of the water. So here's the thing. Now, the last two questions, you can nice. Only lose points by the differential in which you guess. So the Blair Witch Project made thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But each thousand is worth 1 point. What I want you to do is guess as close as possible as you can, and however many thousand that you're off, you lose points. So right now, you are at 11 points. How much money did the Blair Witch Project... No, I'm sorry. How much did it cost to make? How much did it cost to make?
Let's see. I'm going to go with... Gosh, it still costs a lot of money to make movies, but not that much. $3 million? That's wrong, isn't it?
To make the Blair Witch?
Yeah, that's not right. Right.
We're going to skip that because all your points would be gone.
Oh, God.
Last
Jesus
one.
In heaven, Lord, Father, God. What? Wait, was I way low?
I can't tell you right now.
You can at least say I'm low or high.
No, I can't tell you.
Well, I am high. Go ahead.
All right. How many Saw movies?
Five.
All right, you were within two. So, Toby, unbelievably impressive job. My last question for you. Jared, do you want to do this one? Okay, Toby, if you're in a graveyard and you heard screaming from a coffin, you look at the plot and the person died 2 years ago, but they're begging and they're begging, saying, please help me, please help me. What do?
I run.
That's Toby Morrell, folks, the unstoppable badass. Go to his podcast. Check it out. What are some things that they can find on this podcast, Toby?
Oh, well, a lot of stuff. Well, I actually came up with a scary movie idea. If we could play it, can we do that?
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll set it up. But this is from my podcast, The Unstoppable Badass. So we'll play it and we'll see what you think. I actually, this movie sounds, this idea came to me is super scary. So
let's hear it.
All right, babe. One of the things I've been working on, well, I made you something.
You did?
Yeah, I sure did. You know, I've been writing movie scripts and all kinds of things like that. Well, I have developed a movie, and I know you don't like horror films.
I don't.
They keep you up at night.
They do.
You don't like spiders. You have bad dreams about spiders, and if you get something in your head, you just don't sleep well at all. But I think I have a horror film, and I kind of based it on the history of your life and made it for you.
Ooh, that's interesting.
All right, here's the premise. Norman has just escaped an insane asylum. Now, this guy is insane, but even worse, and what he's known for most, is irritable bowel syndrome.
Ooh.
Anything he eats turns into a nightmare for his stomach and for you and his victims.
This sounds scary.
So, you're working at a bean factory, the worst place you could work, and Norman is on the hunt. Here's a trailer. Let's give it a listen.
Okay.
Jessica doesn't like scary movies. Maybe that's because sometimes scary movies become real. There's a killer loose in the sleepy town of Stankton. Norman just escaped from the psychiatric ward, and he's got a taste for beans and blood.
All right, take it easy, Jess. Smell you later.
Okay, bye.
What's that smell? I don't... Oh, no. Please, it can't be... Norman, no!
When you're climbing up a ladder and you feel someone cut out your bladder this summer, not silent, but deadly.
What do you think, babe?
I don't think I like it.
What?
I think I love it.
Yes, I knew you would. This is a kind of a scary movie that you could watch, don't you think?
I think so.
Maybe even in the back seat of our Subaru at the drive-in. Silent but Deadly in theaters soon. Yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, I've worked years on that.
I'm just not sure I can watch that. That's intense, man.
It's too scary, right?
Is it available at Pick-A-Flick in Hollywood yet?
It's going to be at Blockbuster Video.
Oh, my gosh.
It is straight to DVD.
Wow. Wow. Well, hey, I want to say congratulations. This is your first film, correct?
Yeah, I'm just super happy about it. You know, just all glory and honor to God.
Yeah, praise him. Praise him. Well, good job, man. And people need to go to Unstoppable Badass and check out this. You weren't too unstoppable as a podcast guest, but you are unstoppable.
No, actually, I was unstoppable. I'm in the lead on. I'm probably going to win all. What do I get for the winning?
You get to always listen to Pastor with No Answers for free. You get all the episodes for free.
Hey, you better not be joking about that.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
Toby Morrell, folks, the Unstoppable Badass. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and I love you guys everything you do.
All right, please leave.
I'm in. I'm not going anywhere.
All right, so Logan, you have just entered the danger zone, my friend, because we have had three contestants. It's a full-fledged game show. There's been a lot of networks that have been asking me for rights to this, and I'm just not gonna be that easy. They want
me to sellouts.
Yeah, they want me to be like their network slut. Who do they think they are?
Naturally.
I'm just not going to do that. But before we do that, I want to, you know, just shoot the breeze with you just a little bit. And first of all, are you even into scary movies?
Historically, yes. But I think that the movies coming out these days are not awesome.
Well, let's hear it, man. What are some of the more historical scary movies?
Well, I like the zombie movies. I'm a big fan of the zombie movies the most.
Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah, yeah. Night of the Living Dead. And even, I guess, when we were younger, all of those remakes, like Dawn of the Dead, the remake of Dawn of the Dead was terrifying.
Oh, you just gave me a movie to check out then.
Me Shad, too. Have you seen that? I have not, no.
Like, fast zombies are way scarier than slow lumbering zombies that you could just walk at a brisk pace to get away from.
Kind of like 28 Days Later, like that kind of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and
those are so awesome.
Even the I Am Legend, is that the Will Smith one?
I'm not going to include that.
What's wrong with you? You didn't like it?
No, it was terrible.
Oh my gosh. What about World War Z?
That was pretty awesome.
Now, why didn't you like I Am Legend?
Well, because I was a big fan. I was a big fan of Omega Man, which was the first movie that was based off the story, starring Charlton Heston, and the zombies in that are like weird beatniks that talk in poetry. Yeah. And so it's just so goofy, and the zombies in I Am Legend were just, I mean, like, it was pretty clearly CGI. I mean, they looked like cartoons.
I could see that, but I don't know. I'm a big Will Smith fan, and I thought the storyline was pretty neat. But
well, the storyline's great because it's a famous science fiction writer that wrote it. Right. But they also completely butchered the ending too, which sucks.
Didn't do it justice, is what you're saying, my friend. They absolutely didn't. Did you like that movie?
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Spoiler alert. In the original story, Will Smith would have realized that he is actually the monster, not the zombies.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
Too bad you should read it.
Too bad I don't read fiction. It's a waste of time. So what is the most scary, what's the most scared you've ever been while watching a movie?
Well, I think that I would say probably the first horror movie that I ever saw, my parents had gotten a babysitter and she lived across the street. She told my parents that she had rented a movie on pay-per-view, and so she asked if we could be babysat over at their place. Well, it turned out the movie was Friday the 13th, Part 3, and 4-year-old Logan was not equipped to handle that.
Wow.
Dang.
Coincidentally, it was also the first naked boobs I ever saw.
Wow, that's a lot.
But at age four, yeah, you can't really process that at age four.
What, the boobs?
Yeah, the boobs. I mean, that's why.
It's still burned in my head, like that exact part. I didn't even realize it was Friday the 13th until I started watching horror movies later on. But I knew it was a Friday the 13th movie. I just didn't know that it was part three. So, yeah, I can close my eyes and still see those boobs.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So they were nice, I guess you're saying?
Yeah, they were great, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I guess. No, actually, they weren't that great. Adult Logan saw them, and they were like, eh.
All right, so this is kind of a warm-up just to get those, you know, brain cells firing. Or what are those, synapses, Jared? Logan, you may know. Synapses?
Well,
are the synapses
axons and neurons.
And I would also say the word that you chose was correct, just the pronunciation was terribly incorrect.
Right.
Which is notorious for me, that what, they're synapses?
Synapses.
That's better,
synapses,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm horrible at that. All right, so here you go. We're playing the What's Scarier game, and I don't want – this tells us a lot about you as an individual, so I don't want you to think too hard. I want to hear what your immediate answer is. And Jared and I are really, really good at telling someone's character by these questions. They're researched. We've done a lot. What's scarier, zombies or possessed people?
Zombies.
Scary kids or scary clowns?
Scary. I don't really care about either one of those.
You don't care, so they're not scary?
Neither of those. I don't think one would be scarier than the other.
So they're both terrifying.
They're both. It's based on situation, I think.
Okay, well, let me give you some context. You walk into a K-5 classroom because the girl that you're dating has a 5-year-old, and you're trying to impress her. And basically she says, please, please, please do career day for my kid. He'll just think you're so awesome, and he doesn't like you right now. But if you come to a school, he'll just fall in love with you. So you go in there. You start telling them about how you used to manage rock and roll bands, and all of a sudden – all of their heads start spinning, and they all take out knives, and they all start talking in different languages, and they start walking towards you slowly, and then the teacher's head falls off, but the kids are still scary. Is that scary?
Okay. Well, yeah, of course that'd be scary in a real-life situation, but substitute the children with the clowns, and yes, that would be equally scary.
Okay. Scared in the woods or scared in a haunted house?
Haunted house.
A scary doll that kills people or spooky demonic voices saying they're going to kill you?
Doll.
Supernatural scary or slasher scary?
Slasher.
Headless horseman or killing midget?
Killing midget.
Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton?
Donald Trump.
All right. Awesome stuff. Okay. So here's, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
That's right. Because you're total materialist, right?
Yes.
Huh. That is, that's right. That's super. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Did you see The Passion of the Christ?
Yes, I did.
Did you not think that the scary kids, I'm getting back to the scary kids, those little rascals that made Judas Iscariot kill himself, did you not think they were terrifying?
I don't remember that part.
Jared, do you remember that?
They were pretty creepy.
It was creepy.
It was creepy.
All get out. Do you remember Satan holding little baby Antichrist?
It wasn't like sucking at his teat or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was messed up. And
this was in Passion?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
So Jesus, I think, is carrying the cross, and Satan is holding a baby, and it's nursing, and then the baby's head turns around, and it gives an evil, sadistic smile, and it's like an old man face. I mean, I was just good like, Lord. Look, I don't know what you think about Mel Gibson, but the dude is a genius at scary. I mean, that was just so scary.
And I don't know. I think I tuned out because that was basically just torture porn. I mean, that was basically, you know, whatever. It was like Saw 0.5. It was the first Saw.
Do you like all the Saw movies?
No.
Did you like any of them?
One of the best movie experiences I ever had was when I was on tour with Emery. And it was Halloween, and on days off, I don't know if they've explained it to you, but like on a day off, you just go to the mall and go see a movie. That's just what we did every time. And nothing especially good was playing. And so I think it was Saw 2, but we were in Atlanta on Halloween, and we went and saw Saw 2. And so it was us, and basically the rest of the theater was black people.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It was the best.
Oh, it is. Awesome.
The movie was terrible. There was a few squeamish parts, but it was so fun.
Dude, I saw Scream with a bunch of black people, and it was the best thing ever. Dude, I was out with my girlfriend, Amy. There were people that were just lighting cigarettes in the theater. Like, just because here's the thing, it was jam packed. So it was almost like there were all sorts of races represented, but the best part about the black people is how they reacted to the scary parts. I mean, there was one time there was a girl and she was so terrified she like stood up and cussed out the Scream guy. I mean,
oh,
it was
absolutely
just so much fun. I was like, man, if I could watch movies like this all the time, it'd just be the best.
Definitely.
Right, so, Logan, let me circle back around to a conversation that Jared and I had at the beginning of the episode. It was a true story of someone.
Is this
being,
the lawnmower guy?
No, that's another true story, but thank you for bringing that one up to embarrass me. But this story is of a wife that was buried alive. The guy started to sense a suspicion. Did I bury my wife alive? And so it just started driving him crazy. And he was like, I've got to find out for myself. So he opens up the coffin and he sees that her body was turned over, her shroud and robes were shredded to pieces, glass of her coffin lid broken all over her body, skin bloodied and scratched while her fingers were missing entirely. She had chewed them off while attempting to escape. And I want to ask you, if you woke up and you were in a coffin, what does Logan do? Because you're a smart guy, and you have to come to grips with you're not getting out. So what,
I don't know, man. Kill Bill, 1-inch punch.
What happened? I don't remember.
She got through it.
How?
One inch punch.
She punched through the coffin. What about all the ground?
She dug up. Too.
Yeah, she dug up. I think I could do it.
Is that based on a true story?
Well, yeah, you don't know about Beatrix Kiddo, the famous heroine.
Well, see, here's what I was proposing to Jared. Isn't the smartest thing to do in that situation, especially if you're claustrophobic, just stay still and die?
Yeah, but I'm not going to go down without a fight.
Hell yeah. Okay.
And have you ever heard that little anecdote? This could be more apocryphal than true, but because that kind of stuff happened back in the day, they used to put a string on dead people's fingers with a bell up at top, and so if the bell started ringing, that meant the person was actually still alive, and they would
see. I read about that, and I heard that it's not true. But
that's probably it. Could be just be an urban legend.
Did you hear about that, Jared?
Yeah, I've heard it too.
Do you believe it?
It kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah,
because I think they probably did do hasty burials back then. They didn't really have a surefire way to pronounce somebody dead, you know. So maybe that's something to that.
All right,
don't know. Yeah.
All right, so Logan, here's the game portion, and I will tell you that Matt McDonald has played, Dan Koch has played, and Toby, and I know that you know that he's like my best friend,
Yes.
And that this would be a prejudiced remark, but I'm just observing, and my brother is going to back me up on this. Toby's kicking ass at the scary game.
Yes, he is.
Now, is this a trivia knowledge type thing or what?
Yes, pretty much, but can you just wait till I introduce to the game? I mean, can I just tell you?
Yes.
All right, so I've got a list of the top 20 grossing movies of all time. So top 20 grossing scary movies. And so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to kind of get outside of the thought of horror flick right now, because we're not necessarily talking horror flick. We're talking scary movies. Now, a great point that Jared brought up is get out of your mind also that these are the best. These are the ones that made the most money. So what you're going to do is you're going to get 3 points for every top 10 guess, 1 point for every top 20 guess that's not in the top 10, and you got 5 guesses. Now, you're going to want to build up as many points as you possibly can, because the next 2 questions, all you can do is lose points, because the answer is a number and you get deductions based on how far away from the number that you were.
All right.
So you've confused? Got two minutes to guess.
No, I got it. I
five
got it.
Of and this is a trust system, my friend. I trust that you are not on Google right now.
I'm not on Google.
Okay.
Remember, my computer's not updating.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Saw has to be in there.
All right. Do you want to, for a bonus point, do you want to give me a number?
I'm going to go Saw 5.
All right. I'm still going to give you a point, and that did make the top 20. So
I'm going to go Saw 7.
Bam. You got 3 more guesses.
Scary movies. Blair Witch.
All right. That will give you 3 points, so you're up to 4. 2 more guesses.
And these are scary movies, not necessarily horror movies.
Right.
Arachnophobia.
Nope.
That was one of the scariest. That's probably the scariest movie I've ever seen, actually. I don't think I've ever been able to finish that movie.
So you have a fear of spiders, I presume.
A horrific fear of spiders.
Worse than Matt's? Are you familiar with Matt Carter's? I've never seen something so bizarre.
Like, I don't think I've seen Matt react.
If he sees a spider, he is immediately torn between should he step on it or should somebody else, and he grabs your arm to where it hurts violently, and he doesn't know what to do. He starts freaking out. It's unreal. It's just, I've never seen anything.
No, I've conquered my fear. I mean, like, if I see a spider, I will kill it as soon as possible, and I don't scream and run anymore.
Chad, you're not afraid of spiders.
Yeah, I am.
Are you really?
Yeah. Not like to Matt's extent, but I mean, I don't like them. Roaches, I mean, the furry ones are the ones that scare me.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, one more guess.
All right. I feel like I've only guessed 3.
No, you guessed.
No, I guessed 4. I guessed 4.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Friday the 13th.
No, surprisingly enough, no. All right, so you've definitely built up more points than some of our contestants. So now you want to stay as close to the answer as possible. The Blair Witch Project made thousands of dollars, but how much money did it make exactly? And for every 1,000 that you're off, you lose 1 point.
That's impossible.
All with God, all things. Oh, wait a second! You don't believe in him?
No, that's some bullshit.
Wah, wah.
Millions of dollars. I mean, if you guess, that's such a crazy one.
Oh, so you don't believe me?
Dollars.
You don't believe me when I say Blair Witch made thousands?
No, oh, Blair Witch made thousands. Millions. It made millions.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I keep messing this one up. The amount of money that it take to make it.
Yeah, it was made for like $17,000.
Wow.
That's
dude,
good.
Just for that guess, I'm going to give you 3 points. So you're up to 7. Now, how many Saw movies are there?
I think there's 10.
All right. No, sir, and I can't give you the correct answer because we still have some contestants, and they're all listening right now. And so, Logan, you've been awesome. So last question I want to ask is, if you are walking through a graveyard and you look at a cemetery plot, is that the right word for it? A plot, a burial plot, and you hear, help, 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 please dig me up, please, it's hot, I don't feel good. And then you see that the date that he died was 2 years ago. What do you do?
Well, there's a whole lot going on here. First of all, I'm not some weird goth kid that hangs out in cemeteries. So this would never happen. Two, I would run like hell. I would not help that person.
What if all the graves started saying the same thing, regardless of the year?
I would run away. Obviously. What would you do? Help them? Christ would tell you.
What would Jesus do? Yeah, exactly.
Logan Kale, folks. Thank you, Logan. And you did relatively well on the game, and now we're going to have to move off to Devin Shelton.
Real quick, as far as scary movies go, if you haven't seen It Follows, you must. It's probably the best scary movie I've seen in years.
Say that again.
It Follows.
It Follows.
Is that like a French film or?
No.
Okay.
It's an American film, but it's so awesome.
Okay.
It just throws you right in there. It doesn't explain anything.
Cool. Have y'all seen Southbound?
No.
That's on my list to see. It looks really good. Good gosh. It Follows has 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So good.
We'll see it for sure.
Best scary movie I've seen in many years.
You said Dawn of the Dead or Day of the Dead?
Dawn of the Dead.
Okay.
That's scary.
And that's a remake or that's the original?
It's the remake. You might recognize a few people from it. TV Modern Family's Ty Burrell plays a real creep.
Huh. Okay. Good to know.
All right. Thanks, Logan.
Happy Halloween. Bye,
dudes.
All right. Devin, you got booted off there, man. Did you get scared? I was just kidding.
Yes, I did get scared. The power went out at my house, and my daughter came downstairs, who's been asleep for about 30 minutes, and her eyes were glowing red.
Good Lord. Did it have something to do with the noise that I was making? Because it could be powerful.
I think so, and then I had to put her back to bed, and she was like drooling and salivating from her mouth. It was kind of...
Well, let me ask you this. Before you went to get to bed, did you plead any blood or did you ask for any hedges?
No, I forgot to mention the hedge. but I did plead the blood.
All right, so Devin Shelton, you have been brought into... It's almost like if I had to describe this episode... I'm thinking like a kiddie pool with piranhas. So,
well,
yes, Jared, it's kind of like when you get into a kiddie pool, you think of the innocence of summer warm evenings with your grandfather pouring the water into the kiddie pool with his hose so it's actually not pouring. It's
That sounded pretty messed up, dude.
So he's with his hose, you know? filling the pool up, and then as you take a step in, you're thinking, man, this is fun. I love kiddie pools. You're not an adult enough to know that the thing costs $9.99, but you step in and you sit down and you start getting eaten by piranhas. Devin, that's the feeling that you're going to get. And I feel like I need to tell you that every single person that's been on this podcast episode, including Logan, Toby, Dan and Matt McDonald, they all ended up leaving the conversation because it got to be too much.
Really?
It's very intense. It's very intense.
Oh, crap. Well, I guess
so.
I'm ready.
First of all, let me ask you something, Devin. Do you think that there's any moral issues involved in the kind of movies that you watch when it comes to just splattering, stabbing, just insanely evil, sadistic, maniac, demonic, sickness, vile in a movie? Does it ever get to the point where a Christian says, to hell with this shit?
Oh my God.
Oh man. Well, I used to probably say yes, there was a little bit of a moral high ground you could take, I guess, in those instances. But I think I probably lean towards negative on that now.
Anything goes.
Well, Yeah, but
Satan raping little kids.
Not anything goes. I mean, you know, I'm talking about your standard scary, demonic, whatever. You know, whatever you're going to see in a theater or, you know, something you could rent without getting all crazy like snuff films or something. Yeah, I mean, I think I don't think there's anything morally wrong with watching those. I mean, it might freak you out, and that's your own deal, I guess. But
well, I'm ashamed to call you friend. You were in my wedding, and now I just kind of have second thoughts. It was 14 years ago, but I don't know what I think about that. All right, so let me ask you this. What's the most scared you've ever been watching a movie?
The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Whoa, I remember that movie. That was kind of scary. Did you see The Exorcist? Because I didn't.
I did, but it was a long time ago, and I think I rewatched it, but, you know, it was kind of, it wasn't, so, I mean, it was very scary, but this one, for some reason, I think it was the circumstances. It's kind of funny because we were about to leave for tour, and this was probably 10, 12 years ago, and we went to see it in a theater, me, Matt, and Toby, I believe it was, and they dropped me off at my house, and, I went in, and basically, it was really late. It was really dark. I was basically all alone, and I was really, really freaked out. And so I went to bed, and I was just kind of laying there. I couldn't go to sleep. And then this is what's crazy about it. I had a dream that was the exact same as one of the scenes of the movie. Have you seen the movie?
Yes. I don't remember hardly anything about it. Jared, have you seen it?
I saw it when it came out, but I don't remember that much either.
Well, there's one scene where she's in the bed and she wakes up and she feels like she's being choked and like she's basically being pushed down into the bed. The bed's like sinking in and she's just choking. And there's like nobody there, obviously, but something's got her. And so I dreamed that was happening to me in the exact same bedroom that I was in. So the dream was like absolutely real. And I woke up not sure if it actually happened or if it was a dream. And I wasn't sure for a really long time. And I woke up at like 2 a.m. and didn't sleep the rest of the night. And we had to go on tour the next day. So that was like, it was terrible. So yeah, that one stuck with me for a while.
Do you have a favorite?
Favorite scary movie? I don't really watch them anymore. I used to really enjoy them, but now I guess my wife doesn't like them, so I don't really watch them. But I would say some of my favorite ones were probably like old vampire ones. Used to watch Salem's Lot with my dad.
That's a good film.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That, you know, I mean, that's obviously a very old one, but it's really cool. And then I really enjoyed, what was the... I mean, I kind of like the kind of goofy scary movies too. I always thought the Scream movies were fun.
I love Scream. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, those are really entertaining. So I don't know if I have one that sticks out more than others, but definitely, I'm a fan of them, but I just don't ever watch them anymore.
Do you remember a specific movie where you were just hyped up, like you're just like, man, it's going to be so awesome, so scary, and it was just the worst ever?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I was a little, I think I liked the movie overall, but I was a little let down. I think it was that movie called The Ring.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like the problem with that, TV, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. I think the problem with that is because I think some of those scenes were just unbelievably scary leading up to it. But here's the two problems is, it was hyped up as just, like, I heard people saying this is the scariest movie ever made. And you just don't say that if you want people to enjoy the movie, because they have this, they're just like, wow, well, I've never seen anything like this before. And then the second problem with that movie is they were not, in my opinion, able to pull off the girl actually coming out of the TV.
Right.
It was like once she came out of the TV, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It was just something about it. Maybe for some people, it was like, oh my gosh, I made it a billion times scarier. But to me, it just didn't.
Yeah, work. I agree. I remember them like seeing previews of that movie forever, for like months and months and months.
Yeah.
I mean, the anticipation built so much. And I mean, I did like the movie okay. But yeah, you're right. It just kind of, I was just kind of like, well, I guess it's not as scary as I thought it was going to be. But it was good.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this. Do you think it's possible to make a legitimately fearful cartoon to where you're just like, oh, I can't watch this anymore?
I think you could probably make a cartoon with really creepy images that'll freak you out. But as far as like making you scared, I don't know.
Like, and when I say cartoon, I don't mean like computer animation. I'm talking Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah. No.
Like, could you ever make a Scooby-Doo episode where you just like turn that shit off, man?
No way.
Probably not. But
Devin, do you like Blair Witch?
I did.
Yeah. Did Toby and I were talking about this, and I think Jared thought this too. Did you, when you were watching it or before watching it, was there ever a time where you legitimately thought it was a true story?
I remember, you know, that's how they like promoted it or whatever, that it was like a true story. And I remember going into it thinking, you know, you kind of heard rumors that, okay, well, it's not a true story. And then some people said it was, but I think, you know, somewhere in there, I was kind of like, well, it might be, because it obviously was filmed that way. And I thought, well, this is, seems pretty freaking real. And it was so like, that was one of the movies that I thought was really, really cool, because I think everybody who's ever like camped or done anything like in the woods relate to that movie. Like, anytime you hear any sound, I mean, that the whole thing with that witch like outside the tent or whatever, I was just like peeing myself. It was
when they filmed that movie, the actors had no idea what would happen at night. They knew that there were going to be people out there trying to scare them, but they didn't know when and how they were going to do it.
Yeah,
but to me, if they know that they're in a movie, how can that eventually get scared? If anything, you have to feel safe that there's people out there that's not trying to kill you.
But at the same time, you know they're purposely trying to scare you. You're in the woods. You don't know when it's going to happen. So when they started banging on the tent walls, that they weren't expecting that. So they're hearing creepy noises. I mean, of course they know they're not going to get harmed. But at the same time, it's like you scaring a friend. That friend can get scared. You know, it's like a jump scare.
Yeah, but if you're going to try to scare a friend, you're not going to say, hey, I'm going to scare you sometime.
Dude, if you're out in the woods and there's 8 hours of darkness and you don't know when it's going to strike and you're expecting it to strike, but you don't know when it's going to happen, there's a real palpable level of fear, I think.
Yeah, there's anticipation in that, because if you go out in the woods with your friends and you guys split up or whatever, and you know your friends are out there, or you're with a friend and there's two others away or something, you know you're trying to find each other, scare each other. Even though you know it's your friends, you're still a little, your heart's beating pretty fast.
Absolutely. Yep.
Devin, what would be scarier, seeing Mel Gibson's head cut off or Sandra Bullock's head cut off?
Scarier? Probably.
What? Yeah.
I don't know. Because, you know, a woman's head, it's longer hair, you know, probably holding her by the hair. The hair's all in the face.
We're talking about Braveheart era Mel Gibson.
Oh, Braveheart. Then definitely Mel Gibson.
Era.
Definitely Mel Gibson. He's got a pretty...
All right, so Devin, we're going to warm you up before you enter this competition, and I'll just tell you, the listeners have been hearing all of this in chronological order. You're going to have to knock Toby off his throne, because so far no one has been able to do that. But we're going to warm you up a little bit. These are not worth any points. This just gives Jared and I a whole lot of insight on your soul and just kind of where you're coming from a person, how much integrity you have, how much you love your kids, and those sorts of things. So it's called What's Scarier? And I don't want you to take a whole lot of time thinking about these. I want you to say what comes first. So the first one, zombies or possessed people?
We're talking scarier?
Scarier. What's scarier, zombies or possessed people?
Definitely.
Scary kids or scary clowns?
Scary kids, I guess.
Scared in the woods or scared in a haunted house?
Woods.
A killing doll or spooky demonic voices saying they're going to kill you?
Demonic voices.
Supernatural scary or slasher scary?
Supernatural scary.
Headless horseman or killing midget?
Probably headless horseman.
All right. Let me ask y'all this. As neat as Scream was, the movie, I'm telling you, that when Drew Barrymore is hanging, they did a good job of just making it just seem so eerie and scary.
Yeah.
Don't you think so?
I agree with that.
Okay. Moving on to the actual game show portion. Devin, I've got a list here of the top 20 grossing scary movies of all time. So I need to tell you, scary, don't think horror. Horror, yes, can be scary, but scary entails a lot more. So, you know, expand your mind in this one. And then secondly, these aren't necessarily the best. These are the highest grossing scary movies of all time. So you're going to get 3 points for every movie that you guess that's in the top 10, 1 point for every movie that's in the top 20 but not in the top 10, and you've got 5 guesses. So you can really build up some points here, and you're going to need to, because the second 2 rounds, you can only lose points. So you've got 2 minutes to tell me the top grossing movies, scary,
and I get 5 guesses. First guess, Paranormal Activity.
All right, good job, and I will give you an extra point if you want to be more specific. Do you mean the original one?
Like the first one?
Yes.
I'm going to say 2.
Okay, so 1 point, continue. Good job.
Dang it. So can I say the original now?
Sure.
Paranormal Activity, the first one.
Well, actually, that's kind of a waste, because Paranormal Activity 2 was not in there. So I'm going to.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to let that fly that you're still on number 2.
Okay. Okay. How many did they make of those? Like 4?
No, I think 6.
6?
Because I actually bought them on iTunes. They were like on sale for like $24 for all of them.
Wow. So is one of the higher ones up there, maybe?
You want to make that your official guess?
Well, I didn't say a specific one because I don't really know the difference in them. Like, could I say Paranormal?
So the original one is the one that you guessed. You get 1 point for that.
Okay.
I mean, your percentages are pretty low if you're going to just guess a random paranormal if there's 6 of them.
Well, I can't guess. I just don't know them specifically, and I don't remember which one was the highest grossing.
Well, then just get off Paranormal.
Shut. Let's say it's probably not. Let's say Scream.
Okay, we're on a little roll here. That definitely makes it's not the top 10, but so okay. You have 2 points.
2 points. Okay. I'm trying to think here. Let's see.
3 more guesses.
Okay. I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It's a good guess, but no, sir. 2 more guesses.
Dang it. I'm drawing a blank here on some of these. Let's see.
He was so hot in that movie.
He was.
Freddie Prince.
Shoot. Hold on. Let's see. Blair Witch Project?
All right. That makes the top 10. So you're doing very well. So you have 7 points.
7 points. Okay, I get 1 more guess?
Yes.
I know this isn't right, but I'll just say Exorcism.
Yes. Yeah. So you are at 10 points. Now, the next 2 questions, you can only lose points, so you want to get as close as possible to the actual answer. The first question is, how much money did it make? How much money did it cost to make Blair Witch Project? For every $1,000 you're off, you lose points.
Crap. Man, that's tough. So if I'm off $10,000, I lose 10 points?
Yeah, you lose them all.
Dang. This game sucks. Okay.
Or maybe the player sucks.
Let's see. I'll say $200,000.
Devin was a camcorder.
Well, don't you have to pay actors? Tense. Don't you have to pay actors and stuff?
No, not when they're
nobodies.
They're like in film school, I think.
All right.
So you lost all your points, but I'll give you 5 points if you can guess the exact number of Saw movies.
I'm pretty sure. Seven.
Boom! 5 points for Devin. You may have gotten second place. I have to recheck my records, but good job. Last question. If you were in a graveyard and you heard screaming from a coffin, you look at the coffin or the burial plot, and it's dated 2 years ago, but he's begging, saying, please let me out. It's dark. I'm afraid of the dark. I think I'm going to really die this time. And he's begging. What do you do?
I
2 years, Devin. He's been in there.
I don't know if there's any possibility that I would help him.
You would not? He says, there's a shovel leaning on the tree. And you look up and it's there.
Okay.
Do you realize the scripture that says that sometimes angels will come and for us to entertain strangers?
Yeah, what about the Good Samaritan parable, too?
I didn't know Good Samaritan. That's some freaky stuff, man. If I heard the voice say, I've been buried alive, please help me, then I would maybe help. But if he just said, like what you said, I would take off.
What difference does that make?
then I would think,
because he's legitimate. Like if he says I've been buried alive, he's legitimate.
Well, I would think.
Oh,
okay,
in that case,
I would think that somebody buried this guy alive. But if it's just like somebody screaming, all this other.
Yeah, but Devin, he's been there for 2 years, so he has to be.
Yeah, but you're
lying or a fake or
no. But you never heard of like grave robbing people. Pull old bodies out of the graves. They can replace it with somebody else that they wanted to kill.
Oh, wow. See? So narrow-minded and short-sighted. Great thinking. Devin, you've been a wonderful guest. We've had you on for the scary episode. We've had you on for the masturbation episode. And we had you for the worship leading episode. You've done marvelous in every single one. And happy Halloween.
Thanks, bro.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks, guys. I love you.
Love you too. Okay. Thank you guys for holding tight, getting through Jared's robbing of his speech. I think that was a very scary thing that I had to experience. I held it together by just keeping even keel, but I wasn't expecting that.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know what the hell happened.
I'm not blaming you. I'm not blaming you. I've already told you that. I'm just glad you're better. Gosh.
Yeah, I'm pretty raw right now, too, so I'm shaking up.
Yeah, you sound like it, man. Well, I want to go ahead and give the big reveal. If you're trying to figure out these movies and you don't have access to the internet, here's the top 10 or top 20 grossing movies of all time. Jared, you want to take a stab? Give me 5 of your guesses.
Well, I mean, it's kind of unfair. I heard answers, but I mean, I would have guessed Saw. I would have guessed Scream.
What's your number one pick?
My number one pick? What does that mean?
Yeah. Who do you think's number one?
I think probably Scream.
Interesting. Okay.
And then okay.
Here we go. Number 20, Saw 2. Number 19, Scream 3. Number 18, The Haunting, the one that really sucked that I was talking about. Number 17, The Others. Number 16, Sleepy Hollow. Number 15, Scream 2. Number 14, Scream. Number 13, Paranormal Activity Part 3. Number 12, Interview with the Vampire. Number 11, Paranormal Activity. Number 10, The Grudge. Number 9, The Village. Number 8, Van Helsing. Number 7, Shutter Island. Number 6, The Ring. Number 5, Blair Witch. Number 4, What Lies Beneath with Harrison Ford. Number 3, The Exorcist. Number 2, Jaws. And Jared, with that list, Now, do you want to take a stab at number one?
Oh, man. Nah, I couldn't do it.
The Sixth Sense.
Oh, my gosh.
Number one. Wow. That surprises me, man. That really does surprise me. I mean, it's a great movie. I'm glad
I mean, Shyamalan had two in the top 20.
Yeah.
Because The Village.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. It costs how much money to make Blair Witch? That's your scariest.
I think it's, I want to say either $30,000 or $60,000.
Good. It's $22,000.
$22,000.
Yep. Okay. And it made over $240 million.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Crap, dude, yeah. It was a genius move to kind of get those rumors out that it was real.
Yeah. I totally bought into that. And I think it was the very first found footage movie like that.
Yeah, so. Dude, I read like an analysis of that movie, and this person was super serious about it. I just can't understand why that girl and that guy didn't have sex in that tent. Like, that's the most stress relieving thing they could have ever done. They were serious, boy. They were like, I don't understand that. And then, of course, there is 7 Saw movies. I stopped watching Saws, I think, after like part 3. I think they're really, really good, but maybe I stopped because it was just too much. I mean, those movies are ridiculous. I mean, just crazy.
I think I got to like 4 or 5, but I thought they were pretty consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked them. I liked the first 3 a lot, I think. Yeah. So. Oh, no. Are you hallucinating?
We just wrap up the podcast, man.
Well, congratulations to Toby Morell for winning. I'm shocked by that. I would definitely not go see his movie, but if you feel like you need to, go for it. And from all of us at PWNA, happy Halloween. We love you all.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah!